Osiris.
This podcast is in the loop. The Legion of Osiris Podcasts. Osiris connects people like you with podcasts, videos, and live experiences about artists and topics you love. Check out OsirisPod.com and sign up for the newsletter to stay in the loop about new podcasts and events. And don't forget to check out the new Leftover Salmon record, Something Higher.
And we're back.
Everybody do the sperm, everybody from the Sperm Tones.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Oh. It's the new hit.
Check it out.
The summer blockbuster. It is catchy.
How's your curses?
Not good.
Yeah. They're not that great.
I was over my brother's shop. You know, he's got that shop with all the wood.
Oh, yeah.
And I was making that. Look at that dice tray I made there. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. You can put dice in there.
I was over there, and I was looking at the lumber over by where the lumber's at. And there's like a little space between the fence, a chain link fence, and the lumber. Next door is a auto repair place. Anyway, I go inside to get a cup of coffee. I hear wham. I go outside. A truck had driven through the fence.
Oh, wow.
Into the wood where I was just at.
What?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Final Destination.
Yeah.
Curse is coming down.
It is, man.
Hard.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
God. This really happened?
That really happened.
Wow.
I'm just making light of it because I was like, wow. You know, but it was like 2.5 minutes. It wasn't like I just stepped out of the way,
right.
But it was like, I guess I could have died, but you could always could have died.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys have any?
I was downtown and... these construction workers were moving a piano with a crane.
Really? A crane? Jesus, that was one of a big-ass piano.
Was one of them a coyote?
Uh-huh. It was real big. And it landed right next to me.
What?
Yeah, there was a whistle.
For like 5 minutes.
I heard. That's why I moved. I heard the whistle.
I better get out of here quick.
Shit.
That whistle sounds bad.
And a lot of near-death experiences. Mostly piano related too.
This is weird. I there was an open manhole cover and I stepped over it, but on the other side of the open manhole cover there was a banana peel.
Oh my
god.
So
I slipped, went backwards into the manhole cover, and I was down in the where the toilet water was.
Oh no.
Well, you know, I almost really did die, so I mean, I know it's funny to you guys. That's not a cartoony thing for a truck to drive into a big old fucking stack of lumber.
I was just going off what Gary said.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Look at Jonathan, for fuck's sake.
He looks wild as hell.
He's got, you got a beard now?
Yeah, he's got like a sort of a goatee almost.
Yeah. Boy. It's like a devil's beard.
It's like a Mark McGrath.
Crazy.
It is like Mark McGrath.
I've got an important question for both of you.
Thank you.
Cursing and kidding aside.
Yes.
If you were to open a food truck, what would your food be for your food truck?
Prison food.
Oh,
I do like a prison theme. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is prison
like,
food?
Just like trash Debbie's? Can gin or something?
Different.
Dry ass bologna sandwiches.
Different colored piles, mainly.
Has anybody done a space food? Food truck.
Ooh,
that would be cool.
Yeah, surely they have.
Somebody would.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that, but that is a good idea.
Somewhere in Alabama, probably, where they have the rocket.
Oh yeah, that'd be really cool.
Well, you
know. Oh, sorry.
No,
go ahead.
What's yours?
Mine would be hot dog mac. It'd be
hot dog mac.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
It's the only thing I'm truly passionate about.
Yeah. Ours is like if you can successfully rape the cook, you get your meal free.
At the prison?
Well, yeah,
what's successful? Okay.
That'd be bad if that was at mine.
Oh, just pulling it off, I guess.
Yeah. Cook is big as hell, though.
So you mean if they sperm, they won.
Right.
So if everybody...
everybody do the sperm.
My food truck would be the floppity rectangle pizza from school.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get that nowheres.
Do they still have the... Wait, what was the brand that was essentially the home version of that?
What? There was a what?
Totino's?
Totino's is kind of like
Totino's.
Totino's gets crusty on
they're
like
good.
Crackery on a bottle.
There was a brand called Elio's when I was a kid, at least. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just a northern thing.
Maybe.
But it would come in this big square.
Yeah.
And you would break off a piece of it in this frozen square, and then you'd throw it in the,
what?
The oven, good. And it would be essentially
would
school
it be
pizza.
Like, would it be like all... Because that crust was almost tortilla-like. It was like a soft, you could curl it up.
I think it would... I guess I was normally putting it in the oven, so it would get a little crunchy, but I'm sure if you threw it in the microwave, it'd be nice and soft.
Yeah, I don't want it crunchy. I want to recapture that pizza day.
What would the name of it be?
Pizza Day.
Pizza Day?
That
okay.
is a good day.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I would dress like a lunch lady.
Yeah.
Which would
like
cover all the codes. Yeah. I would have like
moles.
I'd have moles. I'd have like a bra stuffed with dicks just so I could suck on them.
Yeah.
Lunch ladies love
do they?
Dicks.
Well, do lunch ladies love to give blowjobs?
Just giving you a hand job with like peas in their hands.
They got fucking those plastic gloves on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fruit cocktail. I could go for some fruit cocktail right now.
Yeah.
But not in that order.
That's the code. Mark that's how you let her know.
Is that one of the Mark and Hudson jokes?
No, but it's hitting the style of Mark
and Hudson. Yeah, it is.
But out of that, I'll have some
fruit.
And then I'll have some cock. And then I'll have some tail. I guess it is in that.
Yeah.
I guess it is in that order.
Oh, yeah. It is in that order.
Well,
yeah.
Well, before we get to these polls, why don't we see if we got some messages? Gary or Jonathan, I mean.
Gary / Jonathan.
Brad, Gary, Sean, Jonathan, thanks so much for your prison plan. I was particularly touched to hear that Gary's decided to dedicate his 20 years to providing meaningful relationships for the lonely folks in prison. Doing a big work, buddy. I do need a little bit more information. So Brad escaped immediately. Way to go, dude. Yeah. And since I recently saw The Sopranos for the first time.
Whoa.
And so I know that when you've been to prison, when you get out, you immediately go to like a gang or a mob or whatever. And so for the last 20 years, he's been working his way through the ranks of this mob gang. And upon hearing of the release of Gary and Sean, who I believe goes by Wheels now, he decided he wants to recruit you because he's like hot mob shit now. And so he can do that first. So I'm wondering, and also consider y'all are old, like y'all are old now, but like way older now in this scenario.
Hang
so
up.
I was curious, like what kind of mob biz you'll be getting into, like what are your schemes and what roles you'll play in this mob gang and like where you'll run the operation out of. I'm guessing it's the Lane Nashville game. Anyway, thank you in advance.
Okay. So if I'm understanding her,
you're a big time mob
boss.
She's
given me a backstory as to where is I escaped from prison and started a gang.
Yeah.
You're
a gang man.
And then wait for, I guess, under an alias.
Gangman style.
So first things first, what should my... Don't say Fat Brad or something like that. What should my gangster name be?
Kingpin.
I know what that means.
Yeah, we're still getting... I can see that.
No, how about...
Pear-shaped body.
Strong man.
Pig body.
Strong, big strong boy.
No, strong boy sounds too much like Proud Boys, and those are Nazis.
Proud Boys! Never losing!
Big Bad Brad, that's me.
Big Bad Brad.
Yeah. Southside got it, hustlers.
Yeah. Where's Big Bad Brad?
Big Bad. Oh, so you want to talk to Big Bad Brad over here. All right.
Husky the Brad.
Okay. Husky the Brad.
Husky the Brad does have kind of...
Husky the Brad.
It doesn't make any sense to me, but I like it.
The Brad.
The Brad.
I'm a type of Brad.
Yes.
So anyway, Husky the Brad's running shit. I'm going to I got to get my beak wet. I'm going to get some of this electric scooter money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to be running an operation where I go around, I take, you know, those little zip ties you hold cords together behind the TV with?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to slip those through the loop on the back of the bird scooters, the electric scooters.
Nice.
So you can't use them.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And I'm like, it'd be a shame if something happened to your scooters. And I'm going to do all this. And they're going to be like, look, we're going to give you a cut if you just... stop fucking with our scooters.
Wow.
So for nothing, I'm milking these fucking guys.
Damn.
Then, whatever, Sean Wheels Parrot.
Yeah, that's me, Wheels.
And Gary the...
I think I'm at this point, I'm Gary the Hole.
Gary the... yeah, Pretty Gary gets out. Pretty Boy Butthole.
Sweet Tush.
sugar Butthole.
Crater the Ass.
Yeah, okay. Gary gets out.
Yeah.
What's Gary's name? Let's nail this down.
Butt fart boy.
Come on. Take this seriously. Holly called us in.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Ask a question, slipped in that we're old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hurt her feelings a little bit.
Yeah,
but she deserves an answer. Okay, well, whatever. Gary, whatever.
We'll do Gary the Hole.
Gary the Hole's got a good feel to it.
Okay, so whatever I am, you guys get out. You guys are out.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know how it is whenever the guy gets out.
Yeah.
It's... Guys, 20 years has gone by.
Yeah.
It ain't like the old days.
I don't know how to live life no more.
You can't talk to me like that in front of the crew.
Yeah.
You guys got to show me respect.
Yeah.
You come in here busting my balls saying, you look like whatever. I got to be like, hey, look, you know.
I'm Husky the Brad. You don't talk to me like that.
And let's assume I took care of you guys when you were on the inside.
Yeah.
I sent you packages.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I guess.
Thank you.
You sent me diapers.
Gary Lube. And I sent Sean WD-40 for his wheels on his...
Ooh, thank you.
You sent us both. I sent both.
So you guys are out. But now what? Am I going to trust you to fucking shake down?
Yeah.
I'm going to the second... We've talked about this before. The second shittiest thing in Nashville is we got to get in on this bachelorette shit.
Yes. Oh,
how would you guys... You're out of the can.
Okay.
Because all prison is a fucking school for criminals.
Yeah.
So you guys have learned crimes and shit. How are we going to shake down bachelorettes?
We offer to protect them when they're walking around the city.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Okay. We get one of us to dress like a crook.
Oh, I'll do
Sean
that.
Sean comes wheeling
yeah.
up.
And like
hey, come over here.
They go uphill and
hey,
he's
slow down.
You,
slow down. Wait a second. Let me talk to you for 1 minute.
Yeah. And then we're like, wouldn't you like to feel safe from people in wheelchairs?
Yeah. I like it.
And then we protect them for a small fee.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking that I
And we can direct them to, you guys, you know, you really did? Fuck those pedal taverns. Try a scooter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then we get more money.
They can take rides on me, too. I can.
Oh, yeah. Sean will dress up like a scooter.
Yes. That sounds fun.
Put a seat around, framing his mouth.
I'll make a noise.
It would be funny if your Lyft driver just pulled up in a wheelchair.
Hop on, buddy.
Let's do it. That'll be great. Okay. Well, I hope that answered your question, Holly. Do we have any other calls?
I think that's it.
That was all the calls.
All right. Well, okay. I guess Holly is the one who takes this seriously and calls us. That means it's time for us to get some polls, dude. You guys want to do some polls?
Yeah, I want to ride the pole.
Yeah, you do. Well, then in that case, why don't you start us out there, Sean?
This is about to get effed the fuck up.
Oh, no.
This is the skeleton crew.
Yeah.
This is two skeleton boys, two of our favorite skeleton boys of all time.
Top tens.
A man named Jack Skellington of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep.
And a man named Hector from... Wait, which one is he from?
Coco.
From Coco, yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen Coco yet, Gary?
No.
Oh, you'll weep.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
They get you.
And you know what? I guess Jack's had a lot more time to ring up to, you know, get fans and stuff. But
yeah.
Jack won 63% to 37%.
Dang.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
I don't know that he's better, though.
I really liked Hector. Yeah.
I mean, Jack is sort of a dick.
Jack is kind of a dick. He has to learn to be good.
He has a capacity to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's just an artist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Hector, I guess, is also sort of a dick.
He's kind of a dick, but he also did get completely ruined. I mean, Gary, but
okay.
He had a rough time of it.
You know how Inside Out, they figured out a way to have feelings?
Yeah.
Well, in Coco, they figured out a way to kill dead people.
Yeah. You can kill dead people.
You can die.
If you're dead, you can dies.
It sounds great.
It's slower and sadder than regular dying.
It's rough.
Right. Gary, you want to do the next
one? Gary, would you?
All right. Here we go. Another scary one. Tales from the Crypt versus Tales from the Dark Side. Man, no surprise. Tales from the Crypt won with 87%.
Hell yeah.
Sean would say it destroyed.
Yeah,
I would say destroyed. I mean,
Tales from the Crypt is good as hell.
Tales from the Dark Side was good. I guess it's like this is how we just figure out who had cable, who didn't.
Yeah.
I don't have no Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah.
Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, wait. Was Tales from the Crypt?
Tales from the Crypt
was cable only.
Was HBO.
Oh, yeah.
What was Tales from the Dark Side on?
Regular-ass TV.
Really?
Regular-ass TV. It was not great.
I feel like I watched Tales from the Crypt on, like, fucking...
Maybe later.
USA or something once it switched over.
Yeah, redid it over.
I just loved the theme song of Tales from the Crypt. And also the Crypt Jam by the Crypt Keeper. Do you guys know the Crypt Jam?
Did he rap?
It's on my Halloween mix. Check out the Halloween. Yeah, he raps and he's like, "This is the Crypt Jam." And it's like boom, ba-cham, boom, 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 cha, boom, ba-cham, boom, boom, boom. It's really good.
He loved people.
This is the Crypt Jam.
People will say he loved puns, but what he loved was wordplay.
Yeah.
Puns are not actually what he was doing.
Wow.
Hello, boils and ghouls. Oh, no. All right. Well, here's another poll. It's another scary win. And you'll probably notice that they're all scary because I've tried to keep this Halloween-y.
It's Shocktober, for Christ's sake.
It's Shock Rocksness. Okay. From the Walking Dead television show and the comics.
Yeah.
Rick versus Negan.
Oh, dang.
Huh.
I think Negan probably won, I'm guessing.
Rick barely squeaked by, 55%.
Really? That's crazy.
55-45. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if I voted on this one myself. I think, you know, Negan's a complicated character, and especially in the comics, he sort of is like, you know, here's the thing. He's awful.
Yeah.
And he's a hard ass, but he is what the world needs at the time. You have to have warlords and shit when society falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and let's be honest, we're one power outage away from the fucking world falling apart.
For sure.
Your civility that you cling to, history.
Yeah.
You got to have someone who's like, I'm going to smash skulls open to get shit done.
Mm-hmm.
But also then there's Rick who's like, oh, we're going to, I have this big idea. Yeah, Rick, all your ideas fucking suck. All your ideas kill someone.
Yeah.
What if we go out in the middle of the street?
No, and then he'll have this breakdown where he's like, oh, I fucked up. I can't believe everybody listens to me. Then he's like, okay, we have to do my plan. No, we always do your fucking plan, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean.
Shut up, Rick. Yes?
You want to do the next one?
I do want to do the next one. This one is going to be pretty intense. This is a sweet boy. I'm assuming we're thinking Frankenstein's monster here.
Oh, brother, you too.
Frankenstein and or Frankenstein's monster versus Dr. Frank and Furter from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was kind of a blowout, too. Frankenstein got 68% versus Frankenfurter's 32%.
That surprises me.
Not a lot of musical fans.
I guess not.
But a lot of votes.
I think Frankenstein's almost more relatable, probably.
Wow.
Misunderstood.
Yeah.
And strong. Also, there have been lots of different Frankensteins to love and only one Frankenfurter to love.
Well, I mean, I guess I just support trans people.
Maybe
I'm alone in that.
He's from, he is from transsexual Transylvania.
Okay, and I did get some messages and notes and comments that it's actually Frankenstein's monster.
Oh.
You know what, guys? I'm doing the best I fucking can here.
I saw the picture. I knew what it meant.
I misspelled something the other day, and it was like, all anybody wanted to talk about was I misspelled a word. It was like, you know what the fuck I meant.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not going to redo the poll.
No.
Jonathan's not going to redo the poll.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan.
He's got shit to do, Jonathan.
Oh, boy. Okay. Gary, next.
All right. We got Vampyra versus Elvira.
Yeah. Oh, this is easy.
Elvira dominated.
Damn.
With 70%.
Only 70?
Yeah, she should have got more.
I'm surprised.
Well, I love Elvira.
To be fair.
Yeah.
There'd be no Elvira without Vampyra because she basically just ripped off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was her shtick.
Yeah. But Elvira's got a song about her.
Yeah.
That's true.
Giddy up.
Boom, bop, boom, bop, bop.
Giddy up.
Sperm, sperm.
Yeah, I was thinking it sounded like
what
it.
A sperm.
I guess I just like old black and white Morticia ladies. Lily Adams and stuff. All right, final poll, guys. Here we go. Oh, boy. Keeping in with the holiday spirit, here we've got Freddy.
Dang.
Versus Jason.
Oh my shoot. God.
Freddy,
this is easy.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Versus Jason Voorhees. Bourne identity.
Jason Voorhees
identity. Jason Voorhees.
Versus Freddy Prinze Jr.
Wow.
Jason beat Freddy.
What? Wow.
Jason 54% to 46%.
Stupid.
Freddy Krueger. See that?
No,
I can see it.
I can't. See
I don't
it.
Agree.
He talks too much to be scary.
No, that's what's he's, fun.
He's
though
he's a maniacal. He's like a Pennywise kind of a, you know, a goofy. Yeah. A goofy yeah.
Well, he started out sort of goofy but murdery. Then he got more goofy, and then New Nightmare. Craven was like, yeah. "Hey, what if he's not goofy anymore? And well, he's just terrifying." Yeah. Again.
Technically, New Nightmare was a different entity. Wasn't that's that true. Like a demon who took the form of? All right. Well,
I have no idea.
It's like you forget he's a pedophile.
Oh yeah. He's a really silly pedophile. Yeah.
He's like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I've never quite wrapped my head around what Jason is. He's a zombie?
I mean, he must be because so he gets yeah. killed
he died,
in the...
He died as a little boy.
Yes.
And he's 8 feet tall.
Yeah. He died and he got real big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me...
he drowned and then somehow from drowning, he gained 9 feet.
This is delicate.
Uh-oh.
He's mentally handicapped. Challenged.
Yes. Yeah.
But he doesn't seem that way when he's big.
No.
He's not stopping to pet puppies every 5 minutes. He's not hugging and he's not being nice.
No.
Or even easily fooled.
No. Yeah.
He's sort of just evil.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They were just like, hey, what if Halloween was different? But not actually really different.
Yeah.
But it's just, at a camp.
Just, yeah, it's at a camp. And then it's in space. At some point, it's space.
It is in space. Jason X.
Well, okay. I guess that's that. And I hope you liked that. And I hope we all love you. Hope you love this.
So I want to tell you guys a story about my dad dying. Comedy gold. Don't worry. It gets funnier. Now, I'm not going to candy coat this. When I was a little boy, my old man and I, we did not get along. He was a very strict man, very hard on us kids. And I didn't make it easy on myself because, you know, as you can guess, I was smart ass. I didn't like any kind of authority, and we bumped heads a lot. And sometimes we'd even get physical. And at a very young age, I decided, well, I'm going to fucking run away. I can't live like this. I'm going to leave. And I was trying to plan my escape, save some money and stuff, and I think he sensed that. And one day he came into my room and he sat on my bed and he's like, listen, I'm sorry. I don't want us to go on like this anymore. I love you. You're my son. I know I'm stressed out and I'm not easy to get along with, but I can't have you hate me. I'm going to tell you something that no one else but your mother knows in the family. I'm dying. I'm not going to be here much longer, and I don't want to die knowing that my son hates me. Now, that was kind of a good news, bad news situation. Not like that. I mean, it was bad news, obviously, because my dad was dying, but it was good news in a way because I felt like I knew that the clock was ticking. I knew that I could take this time to make every moment count. And not only that, I felt a little honored that he thought of me as an adult. I was just a teenager, but he thought of me as mature enough to handle this information that even my brothers didn't know. And so, of course, I threw my arms around his neck. I was like, you know, of course, I love you. God, I was a good boy. I did my homework. I tried to make every moment precious. And this was, you know, a long time ago. And I don't know about any of you or your families or how things were. But for my family back then, just especially the men didn't really talk about our feelings and share our weaknesses. And the important thing you need to know about my dad is he's still alive. He made it up. Ain't that a bitch? He made it up. Now, some of you might think, wow, that's a shitty thing to do. And I'm with you. You're right. That is a shitty thing to do, but let's be honest, it's pretty effective. I mean, and also it's sort of brilliant because that's the kind of lie no one can call you on, you know? You can't be like, hey, weren't you supposed to die or something? I just had to sit there, you know? 6 months come and go, and I'm like, well, you know, doctors usually lowball you a little bit to make you feel like a year comes and goes. I'm like, well, he's a fighter. He's doing what he can. 5 years, I'm like, well, you know, medical science being what it is. 20 years go by, and I started to get suspicious. And the joke just ends there. I'm sure you were expecting a different ending, and, well, now you know how I feel.
If you're a fan of Brad Edwards, check out his debut comedy album, How's the Comedy Going? And his follow-up album, It's Going Okay. Available on iTunes, Spotify, and the trunk of Brad's car.